This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise BizBytes. I have in the studio with me today
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
We're going to be talking about legacy today, just a light, you know, refreshing topic. Nothing too deep. Really? Actually, yes, it's going to be quite heavy in parts, we think, today. The question that we're asking today is, you know, how important is it to you, the idea of legacy? Have you even thought about it? You know, do you worry about what you're going to leave behind? Have you even got a legacy started? Or, you know, do you come from a family that has an ongoing legacy? Is there a business that's been running for a certain period of time that you need to hold on to and you need to kind of tell that story? Does it really matter in the end? Is the question. Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. That's what we're leading with throughout the show. Story number two will be about an app developed in China that will show you if you are standing near somebody who's in debt. Within 500 meters of somebody who is in debt. Story number three, more options for disabled video gamers.
Yep.
Yay!
And then story number four is technically all about Inbox Zen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So lead off with this story then, Chris. I know it's something you were very interested in earlier on.
Yeah. So this is a story on, this is an article on Quartz, and it's written by this person called Olivia Goldhill. So a lot of this is kind of her personal opinion on legacies. And she quotes Conan O'Brien, who's like the late night talk show host. And he says, 2 years later, it's going to be, who's Conan? This is going to sound grim, but eventually all our graves go unattended.
Wow.
Yeah. He says also, in 1940, people said Clark Gable is the face of the 20th century, but now who thinks about Clark Gable? It doesn't matter. He'll be forgotten. I'll be forgotten. We'll all be forgotten, which is, you know, sunny. So, you know, the whole article basically goes into, you know, the concept of like, we can only leave a legacy for so long as well. And the fact that, you know, our kind of existences are impermanent kind of takes off a lot of pressure on the author's hands. You know what I mean? Like she says, you know, it applies to smaller daily priorities as well as big picture questions. You know, even though having a higher Twitter following might open opportunities for me to build my brand, reminding myself of the impermanence of any possible legacy also reminds me that I don't really enjoy personal brand building. So why devote time and energy to it, right? So it's this idea of, like, even if you were to leave a legacy, I mean, what really matters to you and how much time and energy do you put into whatever that is, right? And that was interesting to me because I have no idea. I have got no clue about what I want to do or what I want to leave behind at all. Like, I'm in my early 20s, so I didn't think about it until I read that. And then I went, oh, God, I don't know.
There's a really interesting sentence that I read in it, and it says, if you know that what you're experiencing now is more important than how you'll be remembered when you're gone, then you can adjust your career to pursue the activities you find personally fulfilling. That was like a real slap in the face. Because it's basically saying it doesn't matter what you're going to do and how your life's going to end up. It's just about living that life and making sure it's right for you.
Yeah. So I was wondering, you know, if people were more concerned with like that future goal or that future legacy, like after they've kind of passed on or whatever, as opposed to maybe people who live a little bit more day by day. Because I think at the moment I don't know. And I kind of take it day by day and I try to put my energy into things that matter to me now because I have no idea what, like, even what direction my legacy potentially would go, and I have no idea.
Yeah, so I think even, you know, like people's memories and stuff, the way people remember things is flawed. Nobody actually remembers exactly what happened when. Like, you don't remember what happened last week. So I've, like, personally, I've never cared about legacies. I've never thought about legacies. When someone says, what do you want to leave behind, or don't you want to create something that someone will remember you by, I don't, like, honestly, I don't say this in, like, a rude way, but I've never actually cared. I do care about impact and effect. Like, you know, when they say just show kindness to others and because they will carry it forward to other people, I think those things matter. Things that you sort of tell other people that you, not hope, but if they take away something from what you've said, like I've always said, adopt, don't shop. And if that's something that if I keep saying it to people who listen and if one person sort of remembers that and then adopts a pet, that gives a pet a life for like 15 years or however long that tree is going to have a home, right? So those things matter, I think. But legacies and, like, you know, creating something that someone else can use after, like, you know, whenever, not at all.
So this is also what Gold Hill says in the article as well. She says, even in the face of impending mortality, some acts have worth. Great love, acts of kindness, exciting experiences, and personal sacrifices for the well-being of others contain the best of human existence. They hold intrinsic value regardless of whether or not they're remembered. Which I think that's, you know, kind of what you're saying. You know, as long as you try your best, I guess, whether or not that's remembered by people doesn't matter, as long as you tried your best in, like, the present day.
Yeah, and that kind of calls into question the very idea of legacy and how do you define legacy? You know, because somebody may have said something to either one of you, and for you that's resonated and it's something that you remember them, that person, for.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean anything to anybody else.
No.
You know? And so when I came in here a little bit earlier on, I kind of had a bit of an off-the-cuff conversation with Frida. And it's like, you know, who are the people that you kind of remember? And, you know, we're talking about teachers who have made an impact on our lives. The people that you remember are like politicians, not necessarily for all the good ideas. You know, we talk about movie directors. We talk about musicians. But even musicians have that period of their life where they're very famous for whatever reason. You know, they may have changed rock and roll. They may have used a different instrument or whatever. And so they became and become super important for a period of time. But over time, unless there's somebody like Mozart or Beethoven or whatever, they slowly fade away.
Yeah. And even when it comes to celebrities, like, if you want to remember someone, if we're going with, like, legacies, I think it's more important to remember the messages that celebrities have put into their work, or maybe if they are, you know, into their songs or their music, other than remembering the celebrity themselves, because they are flawed. And if you look at, like, their entire life, there's a huge chance that at one point they've done something that they would have regretted. But their music or their work is sort of like everlasting, and the message in their work is permanent.
It's funny you say that, because I was in a cab on the way to work this morning and a song came on the radio this morning by the guy who'd picked his own playlist, and it was like a 1980s playlist.
Nice.
And it was Vanilla Ice. Everybody knows it,
Yeah.
It's a one-hit wonder, but everybody knows at least one or two lines from that. And then I was looking through the news stories this morning, we're talking about legacy and that kind of thing. And I think to myself, is that how you want to be remembered? Something like that, something that's a one-hit thing, a throwaway thing, you know, and it's a bit of a joke for people. But I guarantee now, if you go to any wedding in the UK, Europe, the US, and you've got one of those dodgy DJs,
they'll play that song.
They will play that song.
Yeah.
I mean, on a more comical note as well, you know, I was speaking to one of my friends who's a teacher, and she said that she dropped the bombshell on her students that Justin Timberlake was part of NSYNC once upon a time. But they don't know him as anything else but a solo artist, because they haven't, like, lived long enough to know that he was in NSYNC. So it's interesting that, you know, even though it's the exact same person, his legacy in my brain is completely different to the legacy in, like, these kids' brains as well. So, you know, it is really, I guess, about, you know, the deeper stuff when it comes down to it, because you're, like, everyone's perspective of who you are will change inevitably. Yeah.
Okay, so let's flip that then, and we look at people. Bill Gates, for example, right? Obviously, somebody who is very concerned about his legacy currently. He started off a company that made software, one thing or another, and everybody uses it. You know, it's everywhere. But that's not how he wants to be remembered now. He wants to be remembered for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, for the things that they're doing in terms of, like, development for mosquitoes and malaria and that kind of thing.
No, but I don't think that's so much to do with legacy. I think that's just about responsibility.
Yeah.
Like he has so much money and you know, the resources that he has at his disposal. I think he just doesn't want to use it for himself. So he wants to, it's the world that he leave behind for everybody else, or like the younger generation, or his kids, or his kids' kids or grandkids and stuff like that.
Isn't that legacy though?
I don't think he's focused on the legacy. Like, if you read his books, I don't know, maybe he is, like, personally, like, in private maybe he is, but if you read his books and the stuff that he says, I don't think he's concerned if people remember him. They just he wants people to benefit from the stuff he leaves behind.
And then there's me, who, like, I can't tell you any facts about Bill Gates in terms of, like, his age or his birthday or whatever, but I can tell you he can jump over a chair from a standing position, because that's the main thing I remember about him, because I saw a video about it. So, you know, whatever his legacy is intended to be, I guess I don't think it was that on purpose.
Right. That's our discussion about legacy. That's the kickstart of the discussion at home, wherever you are. If you're in your car, if you're sat having lunch and you're listening to this conversation, let us know what you think about legacy. Is it something that you've thought about? 0187-89-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We're going to take a break. Right now, we have some Urge Overkill with Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.